Tonight, scattered showers with an isolated gusty thunderstorm or two. Temperatures will fall through the 70s, the 60s, eventually settling to the 50s by early tomorrow morning. Partly cloudy, a chance for a stray shower tomorrow, upper 70s to lower 80s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
We still have clouds, 72 in Bethesda, 70 degrees in Northwest D.C.
WTOP at 4:59.
This is WTOP News. WTOP-FM Washington. WWWTFM Manassas. WTLP-FM Braddock Heights, Frederick. This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Ann Kramer.
I'm Sean Anderson. Coming up,
breaking news. The Senate dismisses all impeachment articles against the Homeland Security Secretary.
And we'll get an update in seconds from CBS News, then go in depth with Politico's founding editor, John Harris, at 5:15.
It's a state budget redo in Virginia. We'll have details on a new deal struck between lawmakers and the governor.
How road work seriously messed up this morning's commute.
I was at the point where I was telling people just to work from home today.
I'm Nick Iannelli.
WTOP at 5 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Impeachment trial adjourned against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas after just 3 hours in the Senate.
Madam President.
Majority leaders recognize.
I move to adjourn the impeachment trial of Alejandro N. Mayorkas.
Another split vote after senators killed two articles of impeachment against Mayorkas. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell slammed his colleagues for dismissing those charges before arguments could even start.
No evidence, no procedure. This is a day that's not a proud day in the history of the Senate.
He says it set an unfortunate precedent. Also in the Senate today, disturbing testimony on Boeing. Here's CBS's Michael George.
At a Senate hearing Wednesday, a Boeing whistleblower testified the company hid problems with the production of its 787 Dreamliner. Boeing quality engineer Sam Salapour claimed pieces were pushed together with excessive force to make it appear there were no gaps, making the aircraft vulnerable to breaking apart.
I literally saw people jumping on the pieces of the airplane to get them to align.
Boeing refutes those claims.
United Airlines said today it lost $200 million in its first quarter, blaming the groundings of Boeing's MAX 9 fleet. In the Middle East, the pressure is on for Israel to address the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. CBS's Deborah Pata.
In the north, one bakery was brought to life for the first time in 6 months after receiving fuel and flour. For many, it is a lifeline. But it is not enough. Many waited more than 6 hours for just one loaf of bread.
But Israel may be preoccupied by Iran right now. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowing today to respond to those attacks over the weekend, brushing off calls for restraint. Eli Lilly says its new weight loss drug, Zepbound, can help reduce sleep apnea in adults with obesity. Sleep apnea affects about 39 million Americans and happens when a person's airways are blocked during sleep. If left untreated, it could lead to heart failure and death. Google's announcing more layoffs.
No word on just how many employees are affected, but Google says some roles will be moved abroad while others can reapply internally. This round of layoffs follows at least two others so far this year at Google. Last year, more than 12,000 people were let go from the company, and tech overall has seen a number of employees recently laid off.
That's CBS's Matt Piper. The letter S could stand for strike soon on Sesame Street. The Writers Guild says all 35 of the show's writers could picket if they can't hammer out a deal by Friday for better pay and residuals. They've been negotiating since February. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
5:03 on Wednesday afternoon, April the 17th. We have clouds around the region. Temperatures are holding in the low 70s. Good afternoon. I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Our top local story this hour on WTOP is that beast of a morning commute here in the D.C. region. Maybe you are among the so many drivers who got stuck in the gridlock for hours staring at brake lights on the beltway near the American Legion Bridge. WTOP's Nick Iannelli explains why it went so wrong.
The main problems were on the beltway, but when the beltway gets jammed up, it impacts everything.
River Road was especially bad. Georgetown Pike was especially bad.
WTOP traffic reporter Rita Kessler says it was a perfect storm.
Any road that was going to lead to the Beltway was terrible.
So what happened? Crews working on a bridge over the Beltway near Georgetown Pike in the McLean area were supposed to be wrapped up by 5 a.m., but they went past that time after running into some delays lifting up steel girders and locking them into place. Michelle Holland with Virginia's Department of Transportation.
Once they get started, they have to complete the operation before they can pull out of the road.
Also, adding insult to injury, there was a disabled tractor trailer on the outer loop of the Beltway near the American Legion Bridge. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
And heads up, they will be doing similar construction work in that area tonight. Hopefully no delays for the morning commute tomorrow. But you want to check in all through the afternoon, all through tomorrow morning. WTOP's Dave Dildine joins us in the traffic center at 5:08.
It is 5:04. This was the day Virginia lawmakers and the governor were set to tackle the state's budget for the next 2 years. Now both sides have decided to start from scratch as the General Assembly got back to work today. The current budget plan may be used as a blueprint, but a new one will be worked out in the coming weeks. The Washington Post's Greg Schneider covers Virginia politics. He joined us last hour here on WTOP with more.
They had been very far apart, the governor and lawmakers, up until now. But suddenly, over the past couple of days, the governor and some key lawmakers, including Senator Louise Lucas, sat down and started talking. And they decided that nobody would benefit if the state failed to have a budget, which could lead to a shutdown of the government and could cause trouble with the state's credit rating and drive up costs for taxpayers. So they just sort of describe this kind of situation where they realized they needed to sit down and get to work. So what they have now is basically an agreement to get an agreement, but at least it's something.
Governor Youngkin proposed more than 200 budget amendments, largely focused on taxes. That was to the original budget. A new spending plan must be in place by the end of June, or there could be a state government shutdown.
A congressional panel is reexamining why it took more than 3 hours for the D.C. National Guard to respond to rioting at the Capitol on January 6th of 2021. WTOP's Mitchell Miller today on the Hill.
We arrived too late. One American laid dead with other sisters and brothers injured.
Captain Timothy Nick was among the D.C. National Guard members who waited for the order to respond. He and other whistleblowers have testified before a House panel that senior Pentagon officials said on a call they were concerned about the optics of sending in the Guard. But Nick says his unit was ready.
We were not allowed to do our job due to paralyzed decision-making by Acting Secretary of Defense Chris Miller and Secretary of the Army Ryan McCarthy.
Former Pentagon officials have defended their actions during what was a fluid situation. Various reviews indicate former President Trump didn't reach out to the Defense Secretary or other high-ranking Pentagon officials as the violence unfolded. On Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
Well, record numbers of fans are tuning in to watch women's basketball. And it's not just the games. Even the recent WNBA draft quadrupled its previous high viewership. The Washington Mystics play in the second smallest arena in the league. WTOP's John Doman tells us that means the team could be a hot ticket this summer.
While interest in the Mystics has been up in recent years,
demand this season has really been unprecedented.
Allison McCauley is the chief business officer for the Mystics.
And the interest, especially after Monday night's draft, has really been extraordinary.
Season tickets and single game tickets are up substantially. Well into the double digits is about as much as she would say about it. Tickets for the game that brings Caitlin Clark to town in June are selling for hundreds of dollars right now. And McCauley admits there's some discussion about moving that and some other games to a bigger venue.
We'd really like to allow as many fans as possible to enjoy the game.
John Dome in WTOP News.
Coming up in Money News on WTOP.
Has HQ2 stalled? I'm Jeff Glable.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Attention, members of the military, law enforcement, and defense industry personnel. The Modern Day Marine Expo will be held April 30th through May 2nd in Washington, D.C. With more than 300 exhibitors displaying the latest in warfighting innovation and technology, this is an event you won't want to miss. The event also features dozens of presentations from senior Marines, wargaming, and other special events. Visit moderndaymarine.com to register today. That's moderndaymarine.com.
508.
Has HQ2 stalled? I'm Jeff Glable.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic. traffic and weather together on the 8th. Let's start off with Dave Dildine in the traffic center.
All right, in the district, inbound on 395, pace improving. The truck that was stopped under 7th Street Southwest moved off the freeway. Not too far away, part of 7th Street Southwest blocked by a D.C. Fire Department response to a small track fire at L'Enfant Plaza Station. Metro reports the fire is out, but because of a light haze in the station, both levels were evacuated. Green and yellow line service remains suspended. D.C. Fire spokesperson says no injuries. The station is being ventilated. And also Metro says that blue and orange line trains are bypassing the station, but otherwise running on time, on schedule. Back on the roads, on the Beltway, it was a tough morning commute. The afternoon commute is much more orderly. It is very congested, of course, near the American Legion Bridge, especially on the Interloop. But if you toughed out the morning commute, this should seem like a breeze. Northbound on 270, unimpeded. A couple of brief-lived incidents before and after Montrose Road got cleared out of the way. 50 eastbound, cruiser staging at the shoulder at the Severn River Bridge. They're on the shoulder. The lanes are open. They might deploy soon, planning on blocking at least one right lane to assess something structural related to the Severn River Bridge. No issues at the Bay Bridge. Delay free there. In Virginia on 66, 395 and 95. Afternoon congestion, but no major incidents. Outer loop delays leaving Tysons and from Springfield toward Alexandria and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. The WTOP newsroom furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living, and bedroom sets, plus brand-name mattresses. Affordable never looked so good. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
Widely scattered showers moving through the remainder of the evening. We could see a few gusty thunderstorms pop across the region. This is going to happen later on this evening into the first part of the overnight. Once that clears, a little bit of patchy fog early tomorrow morning and wake-up temperatures in the 50s. Highs on your Thursday, upper 70s to lower 80s. Chance for a few pockets of drizzle, not going to amount to a whole lot. Near 70 on Friday, and it turns windy on Saturday with gusts 25 to 30 miles per hour. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Still have a lot of clouds around. 70 in Laurel, 73 in Springfield. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
WTOP's Money News 10 and 40 past the hour. Let's go to Jeff Claybaugh.
Outdoor gear and apparel company L.L. Bean is reducing customer call center hours and laying off employees as a result. It says fewer customers use it. L.L. Bean is still opening more stores, so business is good. Boeing's quality crisis is costing customers. United has slashed Boeing aircraft deliveries for this year and will instead add Airbus A321 Neo jets to its fleet. Amazon's HQ2 headquarters in Arlington County has not been spared the company's sweeping layoffs. The Washington Post reports HQ2 shed hundreds of jobs last year instead of continuing to add them as pledged. The Dow ended the day down 46 points. The S&P 500 down 29. That was a 0.5% loss. The NASDAQ down 182. That was 1.5%. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
At LMI, they're reimagining the path from insight to outcome at the new speed of possible. Discover what you can achieve at www.lmi.org.
Coming up, the Senate has just gone through one of the shortest impeachment trials in history. Charges dismissed against the Homeland Security Secretary. So what did it all mean? We're going to ask Politico's co-founder John Harris. That's just ahead, 512.
The wait is over, D.C. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook's officially live. And right now, new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams and all your favorite sports all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. I know that in tonight's baseball action, I'm going to be building a parlay combining the Phillies and Rays on their respective money lines. Don't miss out on $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, when you bet your first $5 on FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/Big G to sign up today. That's promo code Big G. B-I-G-C-H-E-E. 18 plus and present in D.C. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call, text 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Later this hour,
some criminals are swiping right on illegal guns. I'm Luke Lukert.
More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Government agencies face pressure to modernize programs and optimize operations. With EY, you can unleash the power of progress and move from strategy to execution. We are at the forefront of shaping how the government responds to complex challenges, providing technology-enabled solutions to help you transform at the federal, state, and local levels. Together, we are building a stronger country for the people. Learn more at ey.com/govmod.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
WTOP is better than Waze when it comes to traffic. I simply love WTOP traffic as the number one source for me.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
5:15, I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Thanks for being with us.
The breaking news here on WTOP this afternoon. The Senate has dismissed all impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Now, this ends the House Republican push to remove the cabinet secretary from office over his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border and ends his trial before arguments even started.
Well, joining us live on Skype, Politico Global Editor-in-Chief John Harris. Great to have you back, John. Thank you much.
Sure thing.
The Democrats, of course, controlled the Senate chamber, and they were able to pretty quickly set this whole matter aside. The question is, did Republicans really score any political points or achieve some other kind of goal by impeaching Mayorkas?
They would say they did by emphasizing what they are calling the Biden administration's failures to protect the border. The question, though, taking the sort of grave constitutional matter of an impeachment of a cabinet secretary and politicizing it, did that sort of mitigate any gains that they might have made in that it sort of highlighted that this was never really a serious endeavor, that they're trying to score points rather than either solve problems or wage legitimate criticism of the administration. Like Democrats, their view is like the public sees this as a joke. Let's just be done with it.
Hey, John, if we turn now to House Speaker Mike Johnson, he insists that he is trying to get new foreign aid passed for Taiwan, Israel, Ukraine. But he seems to be doing it in a very tedious way with these three separate bills. Is this going to work this time around? How confident are we it will work?
and this is a case where actually Democrats are hoping that it does work because they see these are priorities. Getting this aid is priority of the Biden administration. What's interesting, and remember, Speaker Johnson's got a one vote majority in the House, is he's not going to get these aid measures passed without Democratic help. If he has to rely fully on Republicans, we know he doesn't have it.
And of course, we are hearing that Speaker Johnson is not only getting hit by Marjorie Taylor Greene, but a few other House Republicans on the far right are joining her effort to oust him. Where does that stand right now?
Well, the best thing Johnson's got going in with this very narrow majority is that the most important Republican in the country, and of course it's Donald Trump, has said he supports keeping Johnson in the speakership, doesn't stand with Marjorie Taylor Greene and others who are trying to boot Johnson. So when you've got the most powerful voice in the Republican Party standing with you, I guess he's got the job for now. And the question is, if you look at all the problems he's having assembling these votes, how attractive a job is this really when passing every measure requires this almost desperate scrambling as we've described.
John, thank you as always.
Thank you.
Political Global Editor-in-Chief John Harris.
top stories we're working on for you at WTOP.
Virginia lawmakers head back to the drawing board to propose a new state budget.
A construction delay led to miles of backups on the Beltway this morning near the American Legion Bridge.
Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead.
5:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th and when it breaks. Dave Dildine in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Well, unlike this morning, we're just talking about normal volume delays on and near the Capitol Beltway and a much more orderly afternoon drive through the suburbs. Annapolis to Stevensville on Route 50. Staging on a shoulder near Route Boulevard of work crew. It's still unclear if these crews are planning on deploying during or waiting until after our rush hour. They're going to assess something with the Severn River Bridge. Lanes are open for now, just a bit heavy eastbound there. On the Bay Bridge, no eastbound trouble. Westbound, a short slowdown, stepping off Kent Island. Broken down U-Haul truck blocking the right lane at the beginning of the westbound span. And with two-way in effect, only one center lane getting by, but keeping a close eye on those lane control signals. Downtown 395, just crowded near the wharf and Potomac Park and 3rd Street Tunnel coming outbound into Virginia toward the 14th Street Bridge. That's just typical rush hour congestion. A DC fire and EMS response along 7th Street near L'Enfant Plaza related to a now extinguished small fire down below in the station. The station was evacuated. Light haze getting ventilated. Green and yellow line service remains suspended, but blue and orange line trains are just bypassing L'Enfant Plaza, otherwise running on time. Bring your friends and family to Lido Pizza on Wednesdays and get a free appetizer with any $25 purchase. Lido Pizza, a family value since 1955. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Let's get a check of our forecast. 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
As we move through the remainder of the evening and into the early overnight hours, chance for scattered showers along with an isolated thunderstorm or two. Temperatures will fall through the 70s, eventually the 50s by early tomorrow morning. Pre-dawn fog may cause a few slowdowns as temperatures eventually rebound to the upper 70s to lower 80s tomorrow afternoon under a mix of sun and clouds. Upper 60s to lower 70s on Friday. It turns windy on Saturday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Okay, well, no significant rain on our radar right now. We are looking at 72 degrees in Tysons. Waldorf at 73. L'Enfant Plaza, 73. Brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted. Same-day service, 7 days a week.
Still ahead, the Senate dismissed impeachment charges against Secretary of Homeland Security, the Homeland Security Secretary, that is, Alejandro Mayorkas. We're going to have a special report from CBS News. It's 5:21.
What if AI could help your agency deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your agency can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your agency. Learn more at ibm.com/federal. IBM. Let's create.
Introducing the Cancer Center at University of Maryland Capital Region Health. Comprehensive cancer care from the University of Maryland Medical System. Our specialists diagnose and treat breast, colon, lung, and prostate cancers, as well as lymphoma, melanoma, pancreatic cancer, and sarcoma. Every step of the way, we give you encouragement and support. Cancer specialists for Prince George's County. That's a better state of care. Visit umcapitalregion.org/cancer to learn more.
Life happens, and when it does, you should focus on what matters the most. That's why the District of Columbia offers paid family leave for D.C. workers. D.C. paid family leave provides up to 12 weeks of parental leave, family leave, or medical leave, and up to 2 weeks of prenatal leave for pregnant individuals, so that you can focus on what matters most. See if you qualify at dcpaidfamilyleave.dc.gov. That's dcpaidfamilyleave.dc.gov.
This is WTOP News.
CBS News special report. As expected, the Senate today voted to dismiss the two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The articles were approved by the Republican-controlled House in February, the first time a cabinet secretary had been impeached in almost 150 years. CBS's Natalie Brand says Republicans did all they could to force the Senate to conduct a trial.
Republicans tried to slow things down on the Senate floor with a flurry of procedural requests.
Move that the Senate
proceed to closed session.
I move we adjourn this court of impeachment.
Move to table the point of order.
And they chastise Democrats for not holding a full public trial.
But Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the articles didn't meet the standards set by the Constitution.
Impeachment Article 1 does not allege conduct that rises to the level of a high crime or misdemeanor.
The votes to dismiss both articles were along party lines. CBS News Special Report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
More reaction and analysis all through the day here on WTOP, so stay with us there. 523, criminals are starting to buy their guns through new means. WTOP's Luke Luker tells us more.
Criminals are starting to use TikTok and even the notorious hookup app, Tinder, to find gun sellers. In a new report from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, they found numerous cases showing criminals using those apps, but also things like Instagram and Facebook. Aiden Johnston with the gun rights group Gun Owners of America says this shows a moving trend.
Gun stores and gun shows are not a major source of firearm trafficking.
It comes as new rules from the Biden administration would require more sellers to perform background checks. His group disagrees with the new rule.
A federal firearms license to sell even one firearm to even their family member.
Gun control advocates like Every Town for Gun Safety have applauded the new rule, saying it would save lives and keep guns off the streets. Luke Luger, WTOP News.
An investigation is happening by Anne Arundel County Police after a person was hit in Laurel. Police say it happened just after 11 this morning on Fort Meade Road near Whiskey Bottom Road. Pickup truck was involved. That driver remained on the scene. The person was taken to the hospital and has life-threatening injuries.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
George Wallace is here. George, I don't want to jinx it.
Okay, then don't. We won't even talk about it.
But the Nationals could be.
Yeah.
Could be taking a series from the L.A. Dodgers?
They could be. They're trying to close it out right now. Kyle Finnegan on the mound, one out in the ninth inning, and the Nationals up 2-0, and had both runs coming back into first inning. C.J. Abrams led off the game with a home run, then Joey Meneses with a sacrifice fly. How about Jake Irvin? Went six innings today and didn't give up a run, only one walk, six strikeouts, and four hits through 73 pitches. This on the heels of his 74-pitch, six-inning performance the other night against Oakland. So a pretty good start to the season for him as the Nats now one out away from taking two or three from the Dodgers, then returning home. They'll face the Astros this weekend. They're going to celebrate the five-year anniversary of the World Series championship. Cedric Mullins, he had a pretty good day. Did you hear what happened in the ninth inning at Camden Yards?
Oh, you want to tell me again? Because I liked it the first time I heard it.
A two-run walk-off home run for the Orioles as they complete. This is going to be, by the way, Sean, it's going to be a long summer with this one.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. But that's okay. Actually, I went up to Camden Yards over the weekend.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Oh, I love it up there.
Yeah. It's still one of the best ballparks.